farmers. Individual. They owned this. People, uh-huh. farmers. You know, all this was in cultivation.
Uh-huh. I guess
they raised.
Most of, I guess.
Had this down and through here, you see. Mm-hmm. And but this was a doctor's boy that I'm gonna tell you about. Mm-hmm. And when I went up there and talked to them, she told me, said, "Well, said, if you ain't doing nothing, said, well, you'll hear from us in a few days." And I said, "All right." So I come back home, and James, doctor boy, come along, and he was farming, you know, like I told you, this whole country is in cultivation. And he stopped and asked me would I work for him. And I said, "No." I said, "I'm fixing to go to the Army." He said, "You done called you?" I said, "Only for an interview. They interviewed me." And I told him I was ready. He said, "Well, if I would get you a deferment, would you work for me?" And I said, "Not from daylight till dark, because I'm going to go to the Army before I do that." Mm-hmm. And he said, "Well, I don't want you to work that way. See, we worked with mules back there then. Didn't have tractors, worked with mules." Mm-hmm. And he said, "I want my mules in the lot and fed before sundown. And I said, "Well, all right." And he said, "If I can get you out, would you work for me?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll work for you." So he went off. And I told my wife, I said, he's just wasting his time. I said, "I done told him." And about a week or two, he come back by and told me to move when I got ready, and I lived right down the road here about a mile, mm-hmm. three quarters, something like that. And I moved down there on that place towards Garrett's Bluff, about a mile and a half down there. And I worked for him 2 years. And first year I worked for him, we used mules. And the next year I worked for him, he bought a little bee farm all tractor. And that's what we used, that's what we farmed with, that little bee farm all tractor. But the first year, we had two teams of mules. He used a team, and I used a team, and he was a nice guy. Boy, he come to see me here, ain't been very long ago. He lives in Louisiana now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked for him a couple of years. After the war was over, he wanted to know if I wanted to go on farming, and I said, I don't want to work for, you know, by the day on a farm like that. So I got me another truck, and I went trucking again.
Mm-hmm. When you say you went to trucking, were you working with construction then, or just?
No, I was doing my own then. I started hauling logs and stuff like that. Blocks at the crate factory is what I did then, off in the river down here, Cottonwood.
From here to Paris, or?
Mm-hmm. From the river down here.
Uh-huh.
From to Paris, I started hauling them blocks. They call them, mm-hmm. you know, sort them. 28 inches long,
mm-hmm.
cottonwood is what they take. And then they started taking 52 inches, and that made it a lot better. Because
mm-hmm.
you cut a load a lot faster, see. You done it with a cross cut then. you know, I don't what a cross cut is. I got one out yonder, I could show you. You got to have a handle on each end, take two men, one on each end of it, you know, and you saw back and forth like that with it.
You worked with the sawing and the hauling?
Hmm.
You sawed it and hauled it?
Sawed it and hauled it. Me and my brother. He had a truck and I had one. And we down got it off the riverbank down yonder where the man that owned it, we bought his timber from off the river down there, and it was right along the riverbank, Red River.
Then what'd you do after that?
Well, I started driving a school bus. And that was in 48.
Uh-huh.
I started driving a school bus and I drove it 300,000 miles. I drove 25 a year. First 12 years I drove 22,000 a year, see. Boy, I went everywhere.
Just from in this county? Or?
No, I went everywhere. I run a school bus, you know, I drove it from here to Shakota. I had a 48-mile run. That's uh-huh. what my bus run was. But back there then, boy, it was all first starting out, and they went everywhere. I've been to Denison, I've been to Oklahoma, I've been everywhere in that thing. Just take a class or bus load and go up. We went up Denison, went all through that water plant they got up there, you know, where they got Red River stopped up?
Uh-huh.
Went up there and went all through that. And with just stuff like that, we went everywhere.